with a live person who answers during business hours. Algae stains on your roof? Frederick Roofing's Roof Restore is the fix at 645-2000.
It's a difficult conversation to have with mom or dad. What to do for their care today and what to do with their care going forward. Well, Gardenview Care Center is here to tell you about their assisted living and skilled nursing programs. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Gardenview Care Center. Their assisted living offers a real difference. You never have to move again to get the care you need. That's because at Gardenview Care Center, the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are always available right there on site at Gardenview Care Center. Their nurses, their professionals, the staff, the doctors are all right there. You know them, you trust them. At Gardenview Care Center, your loved ones never have to endure the stress of moving and they don't have to get used to new caregivers. Gardenview Care Center has three locations. To find out more, 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Assisted living suites as well as skilled nursing care from the best. Gardenview Care Center or GVCC.com.
Welcome, gamblers, to Colossus Casino Complex. We hope you wore your walking shoes. Your ETA to a gaming table or machine is 20 minutes. For pregnant women or those with back or heart trouble, we suggest the monorail system located in the East Mall.
Casino Queen. Less walking, more playing.
Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots.
Please note the time zone change near the Caribbean stud tables.
Must be 21. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Turn it up, Josh.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Great Christmas song.
This is awesome.
Where those treetops listen.
For all those of you stuck in the mall parking lot, this is for you.
To hear
bup.
Sleigh bells in the snow.
I almost snow. Feel like I shouldn't talk over here.
And I am dreaming.
One more line.
Oh, I. Christmas, with every Christmas card I write.
The Drifters.
May your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
All right, now here comes a Tim Weiland solo. Here we go. It's a large morning show in the afternoon. Merry Christmas. Great to have you folks along. Large morning show in the afternoon. Bill Cleveland in as the rest of the crew's taking the day off today. Tina, Dan, and Eon the Peon, they are taking the day and probably shopping. I know Dan Strauss is going shopping today, so look out at the malls. Dan Strauss has been lit loose. But Tim Weiland and Josh Gilbert are sitting in here with me. Josh running the control board. Tim, of course, doing traffic, but also answering some phones and hanging out with us here. And good to have both of them. And good to have you folks along here on this Christmas Eve, whatever you happen to be doing. It is always good to have you along. We had a lady call in the last hour who was picking her husband up at the... he was walking down Manchester Road because he had been caught in the traffic at the parking garage there at the West County Mall and decided, he said, screw it, I'm just going to leave my car here and walk down the road to meet my wife, and she went and picked him up. So apparently it's pretty busy out there, and so be very, very careful. And everybody's head's kind of somewhere else today, as you might imagine, and yeah. Be very... very careful if you're out and about on the road this afternoon. All right, we're going to do a little Christmas trivia, and here are the telephone numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and we'll let Tim Weiland talk to you and put you on hold here, and then we get a few callers here. We'll go ahead and play our Christmas trivia this afternoon, and I'll run through a couple of stories here I haven't got to this afternoon yet. And again, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. And if you don't even want to call in, you can play along there in the car as you're out and about today. Let's see what else. And then if you're our winner, we'll make you get three questions right. If you can get three right, we will set you up with an AM and the PM bumper sticker. We'll set you up with a coffee mug from Mark and Jason. We got a Laclede Cab coffee mug, I believe. And maybe a Franco Pinion joke CD. And I have no idea what else. I'll be completely honest. I have no idea.
Grab bag.
I don't know what.
It's grab bag.
I don't know what they give you. And most people don't even want the prizes. They just want to play along. So we'll talk to you folks coming up here in just a few moments. There's a guy in the United Kingdom who's in trouble. Was in trouble. He owns a restaurant. And this is one of these things you probably shouldn't do. He's got a sign on the front of his cafe, and the police made him take it down. And there's a great photograph online. You can probably look it up, maybe Google it. And he said, he's kind of tattooed up. He's got one of those like a dog collar around his neck, and apparently he's the owner of the cafe, and he's got Santa Claus, a fake Santa Claus, in a headlock, and he's got a knife up to his neck. And the sign on the front of the restaurant says, "Eat here or the old bastard gets it." The police made him take it down. So if you want to check it out, it's pretty funny, but they don't really have a sense of humor about that. And you know, you probably shouldn't be joking around with Santa Claus. But that's on the online. Greg Martin is the guy's name. Owns a cafe over somewhere in the UK. Didn't quite get the specifics, but that was pretty entertaining. And then this guy, he wins a Lamborghini. Fortunate enough to win a Lamborghini, $380,000. I don't know what the normal cost of a Lamborghini is, but about $380,000 is what this one was worth. Guy in Utah, he wins the Lamborghini, drives it around. He crashed it within 4 hours after winning the Lamborghini. That's how you know you're having a bad day.
What if you won a Lamborghini? What would you do? Would you get in it and drive it?
It was a cold day, and he slipped on black ice.
Is that right? Do you know that for sure? That's what happened?
I know that story.
$300,000 car, I think. I'd get it, look at it, take a picture of it, sell it.
I think that's what I would do, too. Yeah. I'm watching. You watch these guys, you see them on, like, The Price is Right, and they win all this. I don't want any of that. I'd sell all of it. So there you go. And, you know, the bad thing is you always have to pay taxes on all that stuff. So.
Right.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Again, here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Do a little Christmas trivia, and feel free to play along there in the car this afternoon. First up is Cheryl. Cheryl, Merry Christmas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Bill.
How are you today?
I am good.
Good. Did you do all your Christmas shopping?
I did. I'm done.
Good for you. So you won't be stranded at a mall in the parking garage today.
No. I am got my pajamas on, and I'm hunkering down in the house.
Well, how nice is that?
It is nice.
All right. It is very nice.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Got a fireplace?
No.
I don't think she wants you over, Tim. No. I'm pretty sure she doesn't want you over. What kind of pajamas you got on, by the way?
Listen to you.
I'm just kidding. All right, here we go. Got to get three to be our big winner this afternoon. And by the way, you heard that list of prizes. So, not the Lamborghini. That was somebody else won that.
Yeah, darn.
You get the bumper sticker. You'll get the bumper sticker you could have put on the Lamborghini.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Sir Henry Cole is responsible for what Christmas tradition? There's a Christmas tradition. Sir Henry Cole, the man responsible for this particular Christmas tradition. What do you think?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, we'll take a guess.
Oh, Christmas tradition.
Yeah. Think about a tradition.
Well, hold on. My
Christmas.
Husband's yelling at me. Hold on. Okay. What's the answer?
Oh, this is the phone a friend.
Here we go.
Phone what?
Yeah, listen to this.
What is the answer?
Oh, man, she sounds kind of testy.
Oh, hurry up, I'm on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Lumps of coal.
Hey, you know what? That's wrong, but that's pretty good because his last name was Henry Cole.
Darn it.
You want the answer?
Yeah.
Sending Christmas cards.
Oh.
He was a well-known English painter over 150 years ago, and he had to have somebody create Christmas cards for him because he was too busy to do it himself. So there you go.
There
Christmas
you go.
Card. Think about that when you get. Do you get Christmas cards? Anybody send you Christmas cards?
You know what? I only got two in the mail.
I only got a few as well, but that's okay. See, I stopped sending them out because I would send a bunch out, but then nobody would return them. So I said, screw it, to heck with all of you.
I kind
of
did that too. I sent a couple out. I'm like, postage is too expensive anyway.
Yeah. Email them. All right.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas. Thanks
Merry
for calling,
Christmas.
Cheryl.
Bye, guys.
All
thanks.
Right, bye-bye. Okay, Sir Henry Cole. Now, up next is Mike. Hi, Mike. Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Mike, we're doing terrific. How are you today? You got all your shopping done? You ready for the holiday?
I'm all ready. Love your show.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's nice of you. How about this? The first commercial Christmas card, speaking of Christmas card, appeared in the United States in the mid-1800s. It featured three things. What were they? The first Christmas card in the United States appeared in the mid-1800s. It featured three things. What were they?
Was the first one McGraw having gay sex?
Okay, you want to dump that? Yeah. What the, what an idiot. Sorry, we had to dump it. Somebody, the guy was a moron. Who's next here? We have Robert. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hey, Bill. Hey, Josh. Merry Christmas.
Don't forget Tim Weiland over there.
Yeah,
oh,
Ian.
Tim, that's right.
All right.
Hey, there's a phone.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, he's answering the phones. How about that? Let's see here. How about this? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was first used as a promotion for what department store?
I want to say,
what department store? I'm sorry, what was that?
Sears?
It was not Sears.
Oh.
It was not Sears.
Did I get a second chance?
Nope, no second chance, but we wish you a Merry Christmas anyway.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Don't forget your mother on Christmas.
I won't.
Birthday.
I won't. Thank you for reminding
me. Thank you. All right. What happened? You forgot your mom for Christmas?
Yeah, I forgot her birthday earlier in the week.
Oh, boy, that can't go over well.
I know.
Well, I hope she doesn't forget your Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Little payback. This is, I believe, is it Marla? Mark. It's Mark. Hey, Mark, what's up?
It is Mark. You can go Marlo, Mark.
I'm
whatever.
Sorry, God.
As long as I get to play.
Yeah, Tim wrote it down, and he wrote it fine. I just read it wrong. happy holidays to you, Mark. And
Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas indeed. All right, let's try that one again. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was first used as a promotion for what department store?
How about Penny's?
No. No, it was not Penny's. Not Penny's. But I appreciate you trying. You have a great Christmas.
You do the same.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Mark, also known as Marla. This is Jim. Hi, Jim. What's up?
Not much. How you doing? Merry Christmas.
Jim, Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
All right, one more try here. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and he was also used in a promotion for what department store? First time. Who was the what department store started that?
Woolworth.
No. No. Here's
now, let me try.
Go ahead.
Macy's?
Nope. Josh, want to give it a shot?
Is it still around?
I don't believe so.
Gimbel's?
Nope. Montgomery Ward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Who would have thunk? Jim, thanks for calling. You have a terrific weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Jim. All right. And I believe this is Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hello.
Ed, Merry Christmas. How are you today?
Just fine. And you?
Doing great. Doing real well. All right, Ed, in the 1965 special, A Charlie Brown Christmas, everybody's seen A Charlie Brown Christmas, which character builds a gray snowman?
Linus.
No.
Josh,
you know?
Is it Pigpen?
It is. Yeah. Pigpen. All right. Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great great Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, bye-bye. There he goes. Ed. All right, I don't know who any of these people are, but that's okay. We'll just go live here. KTRS, who is this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Merry Christmas. How you doing, buddy?
Merry Christmas to you all.
All right. Let's try this one here. Professor Hinkle. Professor Hinkle was the name of a character in what 1969 holiday classic? Professor Hinkle. We actually talked about this earlier today. Name of a character in what 1969 holiday classic? And we are off the air at 6 o'clock.
Home Alone.
No. No. Tim, do you know? And by the way,
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Okay, Professor Hinkle, the name of a character in what 1969 holiday classic?
Professor Hinkle. Mm-hmm. No.
No. Josh?
No.
Only thing I can think of is How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Frosty the Snowman. Frosty the Snowman. Hey, thanks for calling. Have a terrific weekend.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Tim is so organized. This is old school radio.
It is old school
writing
radio.
Writing on post-it notes what the who the callers are. Doing a great job.
And using hand signals.
Yeah. No, this is terrific. This is Todd right here. Hi, Todd. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys. I'm going to say hello to Tim Wildman.
Tim Wildman.
Hi.
Oh, college nickname, indeed.
In the 12 days of Christmas, how many drummers are drumming? In the 12 days of Christmas, how many drummers are drumming?
Gosh, I have no idea. I'll just pick a number and I'll say 8.
8? No, that's not. Josh, you know?
11?
Nope. And Tim is on the phone. The answer?
10.
12.
12?
12's right
now.
All right. Hey, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, Todd.
All right, thanks. You too, guys.
All right,
yeah.
Bye-bye. What about Terry? Hey, Terry. Merry Christmas.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
All right. Let's see here. In the song Joy to the World, Joy to the World, Jesus is said to lead the world with blank and blank. By the way, we haven't had one person get an answer right. Mm-hmm. These are maybe too tough. In the song Joy to the World, Jesus is said to lead
the path. I have no idea.
He leads the world with blank and blank. This will be sung all over churches everywhere this weekend.
Yep. I'm not familiar enough. I mean, I know the song, obviously, but...
tell the truth. You're a heathen, aren't you, Terry?
No,
I'm just kidding. Truth and grace. How about that? Truth and grace. All right, now you know.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas, Terry. Take it easy.
You know, right. You know what I was thinking?
Difficult.
Yeah. You said Joy of the World. I was thinking Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yeah, that's the wrong one. That's the Three Dog Night song.
That's the good one.
A couple of more. Let's talk to... Hang on here. My numbers are all messed up. This is Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hi. How's everyone?
Jim, we're doing terrific, man. Doing terrific.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
All right. Eggnog. Everybody's had eggnog. You've had eggnog, right, Jim?
I actually do. My wife bought some. It is really, really strong. I'm like, oh, man. You can't drink it.
Well, nog is a variation of the word grog, all right? Grog. And grog refers to any drink mixed with what?
Nutmeg.
No. No. I'll give you a hint. It's alcohol.
Whiskey. Rum.
Rum. That's right. Rum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
And because we haven't had any winners so far, we'll keep you on the phone. We'll do a couple more here. Then we have to take a break here. How about some Christmas Carol trivia here? What is considered America's most popular Christmas song? This Christmas song sold more copies than any other Christmas song.
Oh.
Did we just hear a version of it?
We may have.
Good hint.
Yeah.
I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
No, we did not hear that. Close. White Christmas. White Christmas. Is that the same thing?
Yeah,
are you splitting hairs?
No, I'm sorry. I was thinking it was a different song, but yeah, you're right. White Christmas. All right,
it was a different version.
Different version. Holy mackerel. Holy mackerel. All right, one more, and then we're going to break here. Let's see. In the song The First Noel, whom did the angels address or speak to? The First Noel. Whom did the angels address or speak to?
Shepherds.
That's right.
Wow, good.
Oh, poor shepherds. You got
Never
it.
Never would have got
right.
that.
Finally, at the end.
Well, that was three.
We get a winner. That's right. He got three. All right. Well, you don't win a Lamborghini, I'm sorry to tell you. But if you hang on through the break here, we'll get your info, and we'll get the AM and the PM bumper sticker, a Frank Opinion Joke CD, and some other goodies, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right,
very
thank
much.
You, sir. Hang on.
Again, have a nice Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Here,
right.
So are we done with trivia here?
Yes, sir. We're finished.
So what do I tell all these people that want to play?
Well, they're on hold and they can hear me, and and I apologize we've run out of time, and I wish all of you a Merry Christmas.
Hey, everybody
you.
On
thank
hold.
You.
I tried.
Thank you for calling. We do appreciate it. And that was Jim, right? Wasn't it Jim? Yeah, who won? All right, we'll get back to Jim in a moment. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have more stuff to kick around here, and we'll take your calls as well. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And not only is he answering telephones today, he's keeping track of traffic and what's going on the mean streets of St. Louis. Here he is, everybody, Tim Weiland.
Well, the mean highways of St. Louis look pretty good. All the main highways, you've got no problems on the interstates, Nat, where the problems lie are all around the shopping areas. South County, Lemay, Lindbergh, Union, up in West County Shopping Center, it's De Pere, Gravois Bluffs, 141, you're going to find a mess there. Also out at Chesterfield Mall, or what is it, West County Mall. Is that West County? No, I guess it's... What is it out there? Chesterfield Mall, I guess, isn't it?
Wait, what?
Chesterfield Mall. You got West County Mall at Manchester, then it's Chesterfield Mall out at Chesterfield Parkway. And, yeah. Okay. Well, that one, you've got Olive and all the surrounding areas.
Makes sense.
It does. And then Mid Rivers Mall, you've got Mid Rivers Mall Drive and Mexico Road. That's all jamming up. And
you
what's happening?
You having a stroke back there? Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. Yeah, thanks.
The mall is off of Mid Rivers Parkway.
Okay. Mid Rivers Parkway, yeah. Mid Rivers Mall Drive.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So Mexico Road is backed up, and then you also have
problems.
Is
there a Mexico Mall by Mexico
hey,
Road?
Do you mind? Sorry. Do I do this to you? No. Yeah. All the time I do, don't I?
No, you just Tim will since we've ruined the traffic report. I might as well just say Tim will be on doing traffic, and I'll be on hold, ready to do my Bill Clavin segment. And I look at the clock, and there's like 5 minutes to five, and I think, oh, okay, I'll have time to get on. And then Tim will decide he wants to jump in and tell a story of some sort, and I'm like, crap, I got to go in the Playhouse. So yeah, you do.
And then when I'm at, you know what, it's funny because then when I'm at the studio or at the desk over at the airport, then we're on Facebook and I hear Bill write little messages to Facebook. Thanks a lot, man. Yeah. I gotta wait.
Thanks a lot.
I call Tim Weiland the traffic guy who talks about everything but the traffic.
All right, thanks,
wow.
Josh.
Wow, that hurts right before the holidays.
All right, so just around the mall and especially around the Galleria, you've got Brentwood, Hanley, Eager Road. That's pretty much a mess. It's all going to be a mess for most of the rest of the night. Hey, this traffic report is brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans, even if you have a loan with someone else. Check Into Cash will help you buy it back, and you will save money. Ask about their $50 cash back holiday offer. Hurry now to Check Into Cash. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
What about Crestwood Plaza? Crestwood Plaza? What's the traffic over at Crestwood Plaza?
Why would you ask?
Anybody over there?
No, you'll make it home real easy. Yeah,
plenty of parking at Crestwood
plenty
Plaza.
Plenty of parking.
Okay, there you go.
Thanks, Phil.
Nissan presents the most wonderful sale of the year. Hurry in for great offers and big savings. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer.
My name is Second Lieutenant David Goings. I just wanted to give a shout-out to my mom, Denise Goings. I love you. And these are a few of my men here in Afghanistan. The rest of them I got doing push-ups and working on the trucks. So right now we just wanted to say,
Happy Holidays from Afghanistan.
Hoo-ah.
From all of us to all of you, Happy Holidays from the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, Trish here to tell you about the best way to improve the look of your home before the holiday guests arrive, granite. And nobody does granite countertops like Granite Busters. And now's the time thanks to the Granite Busters End of the Year Special. First off, Granite Busters prices start at just $29.99 per square foot installed. Plus, you'll get any edge upgrade free. That's not all. Granite Busters is also throwing in a free sink, which is a $350 value. And last but not least, a $225 plumbing hookup absolutely free. Call my friends at Granite Busters right now at 636-282-3900 or go online at GraniteBustersSTL.com. Kitchen countertops, bathrooms, bars, fireplaces, get it done now. Choose from over 70 different stone colors at the huge Granite Busters showroom and then get scheduled and installed within a week. It's the unbeatable end-of-the-year special only at Granite Busters.
Special good with any granite countertop purchase of 50 square feet or more.
Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not.
Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings
since 1983.
1983? That's a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
98% of all people would like to play the piano. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music, and if you've been searching for the perfect gift that will last a lifetime, Lacefield Music's 8-week adult piano classes starting in January is just what you've been looking for. This class is normally $89.95, but just in time for the holidays, this 8-week class is only $29.95. That's $29.95 for all 8 weeks. Don't read music, never played an instrument, No problem. You will learn how to read music and play both right and left hands. The perfect gift isn't always extra stuff. The most memorable gifts are experiences. Fulfill the dream with the gift of music. Here's what to do. Come into any Lacefield Music location, sign up, pay, and receive your gift card. Please hurry. Classes start in January and will fill up quickly. All four Lacefield Music locations will offer these classes. South County, St. Charles, Shiloh, Illinois, and our brand new Chesterfield Mall location.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. Hey, everyone have a good Thanksgiving? I did too. I gave particular thanks to my garbage disposal and dishwasher. Thanks again, son. Ha ha ha, love you. Seriously. And more holidays are just around the corner, so quick turn at the next light. Meyer Honda has a little gift for you. Nothing. Actually, 0.9. Production is back up to 100% on all Hondas, and you can get 0.9% financing. Come into Meyer Honda and behold the all-new redesigned 2012 CR-V. The CR-V has been our best seller, and people have waited a while for this, so Merry Christmas. Come in and check it out. It's awesome. Do people still use that word, behold? All new Meyer Hondas come with a 100,000-mile warranty. Check out the all-new CR-V. Get 0.9% financing, all at your Gateway Honda dealer. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all of their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a suggestion. Beautiful hand-scraped hardwood flooring is now on sale for only $10.99 a square foot installed. That's right. You can have beautiful pre-finished hand-scraped hardwood floors installed for only $10.99 a square foot. This sale is for 5-inch wide planks and your choice of 5 beautiful colors. You also have a choice between oak or maple. Hand-scraped 5-inch hardwood flooring is the latest in flooring fashion. And with your choice of 5 colors in maple or oak, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and start your new year off right. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Somebody called earlier and said that I forgot to give an answer to one of the trivia questions, and that was because to get rid of some moron that called in, and we had to dump his call. But the question was, what was on the original Christmas card 150 years ago? First Christmas card in the United States, and on
Frosty?
The front of the card, no, it wasn't Frosty. It was Santa, his reindeer, and the sleigh, or Santa, a reindeer, and the sleigh. That was on the very first Christmas card back in the mid-1800s. So I was thinking about this earlier today. And by the way, welcome to Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Great to have you folks along here on this Christmas Eve. It's Bill Cleveland. We've got Tim Weiland in the studio. And Josh sitting in for Eon the Peon this afternoon. I was thinking about this. When you were kids, and you guys can chime in on this, did you know where your parents hid some of their Christmas gifts? Because I did. Well, my dad had not a very big house. There weren't a lot of places to hide Christmas gifts, but I knew where they were. And just, you know, and then I feel bad. Hopefully he's not listening now. But I kind of knew where they were. Do you guys know? Do you know where your parents hid some Christmas gifts? Because that would go for anything. You have to. You know, they'd buy stuff early before, right before the holidays, and they'd stash them somewhere, and sometimes they were wrapped, sometimes they weren't. Do you remember where your parents would hide Christmas gifts?
Yeah.
Do you have your own hiding spot?
They had this bed, and instead of having, like, a headboard, they had this whole thing where it was, like, a headboard and end tables and cabinets, and it went, like, almost all the way to the ceiling.
Yeah.
It was, like, this whole thing. And what they would do is they would take the presents and just put it on top of that thing. So
how'd you discover? Were you rooting around?
I think what we were doing is we were bouncing on their bed.
Yeah, really.
And we got up high enough and said, hey, what's that?
Yeah, what's hiding
up there?
Yeah. What about you, Timothy?
Yeah, we had a pretty small house, and you know, they made sure when they bought the gifts, she wrapped them quickly. You know,
so just in case.
So you knew where, yeah, under the bed, in the closet, downstairs. But boy, I tell you what, my mom was meticulous, and if you tried to get in it, and she noticed there was a little piece of tape that would curl that, my mom, she could spot anything. So you didn't dare look in.
She probably had mouse traps set up there in case of snap your finger in case you reached for them. Now, do you remember what your favorite, when you were a kid? Like the big Christmas gift that you couldn't believe that you got. I remember mine, and this is I'm such a nerd. It was a CD player, because at the time I guess I was 12, 13, I don't know, and CDs had just started to become a big deal, and it was a boombox. My dad got me, it was like a boombox thing. It had a cassette deck on the bottom. By the way, can you find a cassette deck anywhere anymore? I don't think they do. We even have a cassette deck here in the radio station. I'm not even sure we do. So the cassette deck on the bottom, and the tuner for the radio in the middle, and then there was a CD player on top. And I remember getting that, and I just thought that was the coolest thing in the world, because I knew that I wanted to do something in broadcasting. And I remember I would use that to do my own little radio shows at the house. And Tim, I don't know if you ever did this as a kid when you were growing up, if you had any real aspirations to be in broadcast, and you would do your own shows at the house, like you would pretend to be like you were on the radio.
Bill, I have
like to, we're doing now. We're pretending like we're on the radio.
When I was little, 5 years, 6 years old, my mom and dad bought a reel-to-reel.
Man, you are old.
Tape deck. Yeah, I am. You know, so figure that was 49 years ago. But they bought a reel-to-reel, and we used to do the same things. And I could, and I've got to dig it up. And I know I gave it to Dan one time, and it's around here somewhere. But I actually have. We used to do our own show. You know, KXOK was the station back then. So you'd introduce the music, and then you'd put the mic up to the radio to play the music.
Sure.
Wrote my own newscast and weather and everything. And I actually, at 8 years, 8 or 9 years old, I actually have a newscast where I went into a traffic report. Nice. So at 8 or 9 years old, I was doing traffic. I talked about an accident that was at 55 in Butler Hill. Nobody killed, nobody injured. And I got to find that, because I'd love for them to play that here. So I had aspirations back then at 6, 7, 8 years old to be a radio person.
I actually heard a copy of that tape, and at 6 years old, his voice sounds the exact same.
I don't think so. But yet, I did. I recorded that, and I gave it to Dan, and I don't know what he did with it.
You'll never see it again. I hope you got a backup copy.
I'll get it, and I'll give it to you, and you could pop it in one Friday afternoon.
Yeah, no, it's that's a lot of fun. Yeah, we did that and had the, I would record, like, the jingles off, you know, some different stations and play the jingles like I was doing a real show, and some of the different, you know, commercials and things, and you'd do your own little broadcast right there in the basement of your parents' house. But that was a big deal when I got to. Hey, look, this is how we joke. They joke. People make fun of me because I'm kind of old school and have sort of an old soul, I guess you could say. But you know what the first CD was? I'll never forget the first CD that I got. Now, keep in mind, I'm 13 years old, and I'm in my early 30s now. So I the Platters. Is that how old is that? Holy crap! That's what they gave me. But I grew up listening to the oldies music. I really liked the oldies music. So I kind of missed my decade was the 80s. I don't really know much about the 80s. Yeah. But the Platters. Oh my goodness!
I think my first tape was Boys to Men.
Well, that's that may be more pitiful than the Platters.
It's just the Platters, only from the 90s, maybe.
Yeah, Boys to Men.
All right. I can't think of the one big gift that I got for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm racking my brain.
Mine was a drum set. But it wasn't like one of those expensive drum sets. They had, like, it might have been a bass, two cymbals, a tom-tom, and a snare drum. And it was one of those things. But it had a great sound. But it just was kind of one of those cheap ones. But that was fantastic.
One of your parents thought it made a great sound.
They probably played it when they weren't home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I had one of my early gifts was that Mr. Microphone, that Fisher Price
microphone,
and I think the parents ended up throwing that out in the middle.
Hey,
dude,
look at me
in the middle of the street. Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
On the microphone.
Exactly what I said. All right, I hope you folks are having a great day, and whatever you're doing, if you're stuck in traffic out there, boy, I feel bad for you. But hey, what are you doing? Waiting the last minute to buy your Christmas gifts, for God's sake.
Yeah, just get out of there by about 8:15.
Heading to the shopping mall? And you're going to remember your mom this year, right?
Yes, yes.
Too many Christmas. You know, parents become harder and harder to buy for. We were talking about this one day on the air that, you know, my mom sends me a text message and says, what do you want for Christmas? And you know, at a certain age, I think you stop, you know, you don't want mom and dad buying you gifts for Christmas. It, to me, anyway, it's a little, I don't need anything. And she asked me, what do I want? And I replied, I said, well, how about Maria Sharapova? That's what I wrote back, you know, the tennis star Maria Sharapova. Mm-hmm. That's what I would like for Christmas. And she said, I don't think so. But so I asked for a paper shredder. Now nothing could possibly be more exciting on the planet than a paper shredder, but it's one of those things that I would never go out and buy myself, but it's something I could use.
I mean, that makes sense, Bill.
Right?
You need it, you use it.
That's right. That's the Cloveland household. Yeah, you unwrap a box, there's a paper shredder inside.
Practical.
Practical, right? Exactly.
I see you, the smile on your face when you unwrap
it. When I open that paper shredder, boy, I'm going to sit there for hours and just shred a bunch of stuff. Now, I will tell you, I did go out and buy myself a gift. I got one of those helicopters. Frank talks about he gets
those things are great.
I don't see why you don't ask for that for Christmas.
I can buy that myself. It's the best. So those things, I'm telling you. And they had one on TV the other night, and they said it was only about $50. And man, this thing was neat. And they use like the infrared rays, and you fly it around the house, and you can get, you know, you got to, you have to. I would buy one of the less expensive ones to start out with, because, you know, you push one button, the son of a gun flaps to
now,
the ceiling
you,
and crash.
Are you talking about one of the, like, the little ones, the Heli, sure. Havoc Heli or Heli Havoc?
I don't remember what the brand is. I got mine at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Those things are awesome.
It was in the,
I guess it's the Beyond section.
It was
section.
In the Beyond section, yes. But it has, like, a little stabilizer thing on it, and, oh, my goodness, what great fun. And so, I'm honest to God, I told people about this for, like, 2 weeks after I got, I probably sold 50 of those things at the, so Bed Bath & Beyond, you want to send me a little check.
Freebie.
A little check, that'd be terrific. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap things up here on this Christmas Eve. It is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And this is the Big 550 KTRS, where we are going to check traffic now. And Tim Weiland is taking care of business for us. Not in the helicopter today, oddly enough.
You want to know something, Bill? We haven't been in a helicopter for 2 years.
It's a plane.
We've been in a
Cessna
that's
172.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
I forgot all about that, yeah.
All right. Well, the main highways look pretty good. They are just moving an accident off to the shoulder now at 141 in Springdale. But the big problems we have right now are around all the shopping malls, the promenade in Brentwood, Galleria. You're going to find all the highways around South County Mall pretty well jammed up. Highway 70 to get off at Mid Rivers Mall Drive is backed up onto the interstate in each direction. And then you have problems on, and like the lady called in before, it's crazy up at West County Shopping Center. You've got all people trying to get out. People can't get out of the parking garages. So that's where you're going to find the big traffic problems tonight. And this traffic report is brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside, so come into Burlington today for great warm winter coats at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more coats and more brands than Burlington Coat Factory. Brag about it. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is JC.
And this is Trish Gazelle.
I didn't use my whole name, but you did. You felt it necessary to do that. I just use initials. So it's obvious what I need for Christmas, a full name. Trish, I know that you'd like to join me.
What am I joining you for?
It's just a figure of speech when somebody says join me in wishing everybody a happy holiday season. This is just a figure of speech. Can you just go along with it?
Well, now that you put it like that, yes.
JC here wishing you a very Merry Christmas because I probably won't be here next year to say it.
Does that mean we'll both be out of a job?
Hey, Paulie, I think it's time for a sit-down.
A sit-down? That don't sound too good, boss.
It's okay, Paulie. You can pick the place. Pick a nice place.
Well, gee, boss, I'd have to go with Mama Campisi's on the Hill.
Ah, Mama's on the Hill, the home of toasted ravioli and the best chicken spadini in town.
Yeah, boss, Mama's is the premier family restaurant on the Hill. My cousin Gino had his wedding reception there, and they catered the funeral, the going-away party for little Tony.
Oh, yeah, little Tony. He loved Mama's homemade dressing on the salad and their linguine with clams. Little Tony always had great taste.
That's right, boss. We could do lunch or dinner. They're open 7 days a week, and it's easy to find on the Hill at Edwards and Bischoff.
Okay, Paulie. Give them a call and make a reservation for tonight.
Sure thing, boss. By the way, when's the last time you ate at Mama's?
Oh, just last month with little Tony.
Mama's on the Hill. Reserve your next sit-down by calling 314-776-3100 or go to mamasonthehill.com.
At Lowe's, we know you don't have a lot of time, so we've made it easy for you. Come in today and check out our most popular gifts, like a Skill 18-volt cordless drill driver for just $39.97. That's a $20 savings. And get 20% off all in-stock small appliances like Keurig brewers. Get in and out quickly. Or, if you only have 20 minutes, order online and pick up in-store just 20 minutes later. But you better hurry. Supplies won't last long. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 12/24.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Shop at Lowe's.com for last-minute gifts, and they'll have your order ready to pick up in the store 20 minutes later. Guaranteed. Lowe's, never stop improving. See store for details.
Creeping up on 6 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS. Large morning show in the afternoon. Bill Cleveland, great to have you along. Hope you folks have a Merry Christmas. Thanks a lot for listening and spending some time with us here this afternoon. A couple of stories we didn't get to today. Wendy's. I like Wendy's a lot.
No.
Yeah.
From Bill Cleveland.
I do like Wendy's. And for a while, you know, there used to be everywhere. Wendy's used to be all over St. Louis. And then they kind of went away. I don't know if there was like one owner that owned them all and they went bankrupt. I have no idea what happened, but they disappeared. And now, slowly but surely, they're starting to pop up a little bit. There's one over kind of close to where I am in the Rock Hill one, Manchester, I think, area there. And they got a few around St. Louis. It used to be, honest to God, if I wanted Wendy's, the only time I would get it is when I was in Nashville, Tennessee, visiting my brother or hanging out down in Nashville, because they had one right near the hotel where I would always stay. But Wendy's is about to unseat Burger King.
No.
As I guess it would be the second most popular fast food burger chain.
I don't understand it. If that's the case, why do we only have, I think, one Wendy's here in St. Louis?
Well, I was just saying, yeah. They're
coming back, though.
There used to be, like I said, they used to be all over the place, but now... not so much, but Wendy's is coming, and they have good fries over there. Yeah. I like their fries. They have these new fries over there, and they're not paying me to say this.
They got really sea salt on them.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
is that
you know the difference? You know they're fancy when they got sea salt.
Sea salt, yeah. Now you were making fun there. Do you not like Wendy's, or you just no, surprised I just, that I never, that I like?
I'm
them?
Surprised you like anything.
Well, you know we've what? Heard you, Bill.
Yeah, I am pretty cranky. No, I like. Oh, you mean just eating?
As far as food goes,
yeah, I'm very finicky. You're right. I am very.
You
finicky.
Are.
Yeah, well, I'll have. I get like a cheeseburger with just like a lettuce on it, but that's it. Like,
pickles?
Don't put any of that other crap
ketchup?
On it. Nope.
Mustard?
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Just pretty much plain as can be.
Lettuce.
I was talking to my uncle, God love him. I don't know how old he is, but he's a World War II veteran. I was named after him, Uncle Bill. And we were talking the other day about the holidays, and he sent me a card, so I picked up the phone to call him and talk to him for a little bit, and he told me these stories, and I know this because I've heard them 100 times before, but as a kid, when we would go out to eat, or especially, like, you know, you talk about Thanksgiving with the family. You got the whole spread, the turkey, the whole nine yards or whatever. And little Billy Cleveland, all I would eat, bread and butter. That's all that I would eat at the day. Yeah, you know, now I look back and I go, well, what an idiot. No
white
wonder
toast.
I'm so skinny now. But, yeah, bread and butter, that's what I had at the Thanksgiving. Everybody was picking out on, you know, mashed potatoes and everything like that. There you go. I am a pretty finicky fellow. Let's see. What else do we know? Now, this is not surprising. They did a study recently, another study that says your electronic gadgets are okay on airplanes, that you can use them, and it's not going to hurt anything or interfere with anything on the airplane. That just out coming out today.
No, I think that's one of those things that we all knew all along.
I agree. I completely agree. And I'm all for the ban as long as they keep people off their phones. I don't want to be on an airplane and hear a bunch of knuckleheads yapping on their cell phone while they're flying around, which I don't even know, would that even work? I guess you'd be flying over the, I don't know how that would work.
I don't know.
Be talking on their cell phone.
Listening to everybody going, where are you at?
Yeah, can you hear me now? Yeah,
where are you at? That's all, that's
where
what
I'm calling from.
Okay, all right, there you go. Well, thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Tim, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me in.
And Josh, thanks for running the controls for Eon and Peon.
Oh, my pleasure.
And that
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, indeed. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week. Have a great Friday night, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.